Before we get to this week's edition of the News AF podcast, I want to take a moment to thank one of our sponsors. Those are our friends over at Digster. Digster has a playlist for every moment, mood, and minute of your life. Digster is soundtracking your world one playlist at a time. Go to digster.fm. That's digster.fm to see what we're talking about, because they've got the best playlist. They've even got a playlist based off of my taste in music. I gave them a bunch of my favorite artists like Billy Joel, Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen, Dr. Dre, Notorious B.I.G., and they went ahead and built out a playlist all about my favorite musicians, and you can listen to that RHAP playlist when you go to digster.fm/Rob. They've got playlists based on artists, based on genre. You've got to check out all of the playlists that they've got over there on Digster. Just simply log in with your Spotify or your Apple Music account to get going. You can listen to a bunch of other playlists by other podcasts, one artist as well. They're all going to be updated weekly. So again, go to check out digster.fm/Rob and start listening to all of the playlists, and go to digster.fm to find the best mix of music for every moment, mood, and minute of your life. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of July 17th, 2018, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If a single news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Right, your action, actual, factual news team is here. We've been scouring the internet for the better part of this morning, trying to find the
late last night.
The most interesting breaking news stories at this hour, and much to discuss here with our News AF panel. Please welcome back the still new father of two. Here he is, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great.
Yes. How is baby Marlo?
Baby Marlo, she sleeps, and she's very, very good at sleeping, but she does one thing that kind of like is a socket to us. Like any new parent, that anybody who was around us when we were parenting our first Bergen, and she was like angel baby, she slept all the time, she never did anything that really irked us. This one does very good at most things, but I'd say about 50% of the time we change her diaper, yes, she will projectile poo on us. Bergen did that one time her entire existence, and this baby is just like, every time you open the diaper, you're like, oh God, please don't get poop on me anywhere. And then she'll just be like,
yeah,
every time.
A man who will not sleep tonight, now that the topic of projectile poop has been brought up, Danny Bryson. Danny, are you shook?
Very much so. And I feel like Tyson's shouldn't travel until he solves that problem, or else he will be making the news as a bad passenger, because whether it's Greyhound or Jet, that's there's a lot of potential there to upset all the other, you know, passengers with a poop, projectile poop in public.
Yes.
Yeah.
So avoid it.
What I've been doing is I've been like having the wipes in one hand,
nice,
the new diaper in the other hand, as I open the diaper. That way I have enough to block with, mm-hmm, that I can hopefully get it under wraps.
Yeah.
A full biohazard suit, like Hot Zone.
Yeah. Yeah. All of it.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, to this day, I think I've never been through that, Tyson.
Yeah. It's crazy. Bergen did it one time and it wasn't projectile. It was just like, oh, she's pooping while we're changing the diaper. That's crazy. And that was it. And this girl has no shame.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'll poop on whoever, whenever, wherever.
Yeah.
Is she a future public pooper?
Like the lady, the jogger?
Like the jogger pooper.
Maybe it's built into these youngsters' DNA.
Yeah. Only time will tell, obviously.
I've definitely been projectile peed on changing a diaper. Mm-hmm. I feel like they call that the three men and a baby.
Yeah. I've heard of that.
Yes. Yes. Should we work on a remake of Three Men and a Baby where Tyson...
It's us three and our baby.
Yeah. I think in Three Men and a Baby, the baby was actually either there was some question about the paternity of the baby, and this was before they had rampant paternity testing on more
kind of more like a Mamma Mia situation.
Yeah. What, Danny, do you remember this movie?
No, I was just thinking it's amazing that people even have
millennials.
Kids.
This is a foreign concept. Three men and a baby, and then there was three men and a little lady.
Hmm. Yeah, because the baby became a little lady.
Yes, she grew up. But yeah, I think there might have been some question. Maybe there were three guys and they were all dating with one woman, which I guess sounds rather promiscuous. No,
yeah, they had an orgy.
Yeah, but it was the '80s,
and I think she died. And it's kind of a sad story.
Jeez.
Yeah, but then it's hilarious because Ted Danson and is it Steve Guttenberg?
And Tom Selleck. Yeah, I couldn't remember the third guy. Tom Selleck. Tyson is Tom Selleck, according to John in the chat.
who's Steve Guttenberg?
I think I'm probably the Guttenberg, and Danny might be
is the Danson.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take that.
That's pretty
Ted
cool.
Ted Danson at the height of his powers, though, Danny. Not like, yeah. I'll take that. Ted Danson.
No, I like Ted Danson on Curb. He's still doing some good Curb stuff.
But here's only one of those three was in Short Circuit and Short Circuit 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although I feel like that Steve Guttenberg really was very minimized in Short Circuit 2. He did not have as much to do.
Yeah, he didn't have as much to do.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we have a lot to talk about here today as it's a holiday and we're here working for you, even though the rest of the world is off. Celebrating the World Emoji Day. Here we are, and everybody is celebrating emoji. Danny, can you believe we're still doing this?
No, but we should.
Even after the movie?
The emojis.
Yeah, I thought it was a publicity stunt for the movie. I didn't know World Emoji Day was going to continue going, because I know last year we talked about World Emoji Day, and I thought that would be like a one and done. How many emoji day are we going to do?
Look, they probably happen every day on this year on the same day now.
People are looking for any reason to just puncture the dullness of their life with something, some ray of light. And they're like, let's just create all these holidays like Donut Day, Pickle Day, Emoji Day, because I don't feel anything anymore if there's not a holiday.
Yeah.
Somebody in the chat is also saying it's 60 cent pancake day at IHOP.
Yeah. Yes. People got on me because goodness. I was so mad last week about how stupid
you were.
I am.
Mad. Have you recovered?
Yeah. No, I still am mad about this.
Well, don't get started.
It taps into my rage about April Fool's Day, about if something is not funny, it should not be considered a prank. And saying you have burgers. Like, what was the joke?
Don't get started on this. We already
covered
this.
It wasn't a joke.
Okay. But is World Emoji Day, is that going to be revealed to be a joke at some point, Danny?
Only future generations will understand the joke and how stupid it was. Or how brilliant it
will.
Was.
Or do you think they'll be like,
headline, Apple
what if it's the new Christmas?
Apple celebrates World Emoji Day. How do you celebrate World Emoji Day? Do you have to send an emoji to every single person on your phone, Tyson?
Man, I don't know. I bet they do something really cool in their corporation where they're like, look at how relaxed we are in our corporation. We have ping pong tables.
Yeah. there will be some new emojis added.
You know how corporations do that, yes. Right, Danny?
So cool. Ping pong tables are so cool.
They're so, oh my God, look at how relaxed this corporation is. There's three ping pong tables. Mm-hmm. I want to work here.
Well, in addition to the ping pong tables, you could celebrate, I guess, with there's going to be some new emoji that we're going to be seeing soon, including a parrot, a lobster, a kangaroo, and a peacock.
All very good.
Yes.
All support animals. All emotional support animals. That's what they're adding. The emotional support animal pack.
Also, to come are lettuce, a mango. Uh-huh.
Yep.
I don't even know what this one is, Danny.
A cake.
some sort of a coffee cake.
Ooh, coffee
and
cake.
And a cupcake.
Oh, yeah.
So is the mango going to be the new eggplant?
I don't know. If your eggplant looks like a mango, you're doing something wrong. No?
I don't know.
I mean,
they should put, you know, we could use the new eggplant. We could just use that bread called spotted dick. It's a little bit less nuance, but
why don't they have a raw hot dog emoji that's just a hot dog without a bun?
That would be useful. Moon cake or moon pie?
Oh, moon cake. I've had moon cake. It's disgusting.
Why on earth does moon anybody cake? Need that as an emoji?
Well, first of all, because
that you were sending with moon cake.
The moon festival is huge in China, and China has way more people than the US.
So it's a moon cake from China?
I don't get it.
Yeah, you don't get it if that really is a moon cake.
Then go back to the mango. Why do I need to text anybody about mango?
Well, why did you need to text anybody about bananas?
Well, at least the banana I could use as a sexual euphemism emoji.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I tried with the mango and you said no.
Well, I don't know what you can do with a mango. What is the mango supposed to be? A mango isn't a
phallus. Can't it just be a mango? What do you need from the grocery store?
Testicle?
A mango.
I do like mangoes.
Danny, you were doing your shopping list with your wife over emoji, like you're at the store, your wife is, and you text her, what do we need? She texts you a mango emoji. Is there a 100% chance that you will even know that that is a mango?
I wouldn't know what that was. I would just buy some really unripe fruit.
It could be a papaya, random. Tyson. I don't know.
No, it's not. It's 100% a mango. Come on, guys. That is a mango.
I don't eat fruit, Tyson. I'm not familiar with it.
Yes. Well, Tyson does specialize in tropical fruit.
He does.
That's true.
Yes. But
yeah, I would know it was a mango for sure. But also then how would you buy hot dogs? They don't have a raw dog, a raw dog emoji without an uncooked raw dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They need the uncooked raw dog emoji.
We also have some other emojis which are going to be added as well in the face category. So we've got this guy who's kind of like a party hat guy. Okay, I get that. That makes sense to me. You have now the what appears to be, I would describe this, Danny, as the super depressed emoji, which I feel like is a probably also a good
addition. relevant modern emoji. There we go.
Yes. That super depressed one, you know that it's just like time to get in and help somebody.
Yep.
If they're like, how are you doing today? Super depressed emoji. We'll be there right away with help.
Yeah, he looks very worried, or she. Eyebrows furled, giant, almost yin yang eyeballs.
Yeah, like anime eyeballs.
Yes,
very
they are
sad.
About to cry and an unhappy face.
Yeah, yep. Dude, I'm getting
the most popular emoji soon of 2018. super cold emoji. Yeah,
I probably use that a lot.
With global warming, do you feel like that? Is this one maybe?
It's climate change, not global warming.
Climate change.
Who knows though? I mean,
we're going into a second ice age.
Did you see the day after or tomorrow or whatever it was? It got super cold.
Day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
It did get cold.
Did you know that the day after tomorrow is 2 days from now?
Holy.
I didn't even know that.
Good thing they're releasing this emoji.
Do the math.
And then there's this a-hole emoji who's getting all the love. No wonder the one above is depressed.
One that's in a lot of love. Okay, I get that. But then, okay, now we're getting a little cuckoo here.
Infinity
emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay. All right. And then we have a Superman, Superwoman, and then what is this?
Generic superheroes.
Yeah, generic superheroes. And then Danny, what is this? A blue avatar eyeball emoji. What is
an
this?
An all-seeing eye.
Yeah, the third
or
eye.
Is it like one of the like fishbowl pebble?
Chat, get in on this because I don't know if this is like some sort of a cult logo or I've never seen this symbol before. Is this a
who's target? Releasing this? Who's releasing these emojis? This Apple.
Yeah.
So maybe this is some kind of insider cult emoji. Like, are you a member? And then what to send back.
Is this maybe some sort of like generic Target where Target had like the brand of the trademark of a red bullseye? This is kind of like a blue bullseye.
It looks really dumb. That seems like a fifth grader developed that emoji.
I don't know what you would use that for, what that's supposed to be. Tyson, what's your Rorschach version of
this all-seeing eye?
Yes.
It's probably like we see the generic superheroes here.
Mm-hmm.
We have the generic all-seeing eye because they can't use the Mordor eye.
Mm-hmm.
So they're using like, we have one too, but it's maybe an underwater one. I don't know. Fish eye?
Is it a flagpole from above, Tyson?
I mean, it could be a lot of things from above. Maybe it's a pinhead from above.
Yeah. It's the dumbest one we've seen yet.
I don't know why.
What is that? A bullseye? No, they probably already have a bullseye. That's the correct
color. Who's been asking for this one? Can I get an inflatable blue tube?
Who's the guy that got paid to develop this when he's like, hey, I got
maybe
one.
Maybe it's
here
something
it is.
Important like, what is that it? We just don't know, but we're stumped on this one.
Only the 1% knows what it is.
Oh, is it an Illuminati symbol? That's like a triangle,
yeah, Illuminati,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the dollar bill triangle, I think.
Yes. We're getting a message that it's big in Arab culture, but we don't know what that is.
Again, a cultural problem.
But we don't know
what
the
moon
cake is.
Okay.
Hmm.
So hope we won't get that on our keyboard and then use it incorrectly.
Incorrectly and get a fatwa. You know, sent upon our heads.
We hope not.
Hey, just an update on Bergen here.
Yes.
she found a whole package of Oreos and decided that that's what she's eating for breakfast.
Oh, good.
And since mom and baby are still asleep and I'm by myself, I allowed
it. You're on board.
Quality
with that.
Parenting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you need a timeout from the podcast, Tyson, to deal with the Oreo situation?
No, I'm just letting her eat them.
Okay. All right. Could this be some sort of a opened Oreo? Could that be what that emoji is?
Oh, no. Yeah. Not at all. Blue?
I don't know. All right.
A toothpaste Oreo like the guy, the prankster?
that guy. A real scourge of society. The guy who tried to feed the homeless people toothpaste Oreos. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this story. Some important news this morning. This is from CTV.
On the millennial front.
On the millennial front, reporting that millennials are more likely to post deceptive vacation photos on social media. Danny, what is a deceptive photo?
Every photo ever taken.
Hmm.
on Instagram,
on almost everything.
On
no one's taking the Tyson's not posting on Instagram the picture of projectile crap coming out of his.
I would.
He might. Yeah, he
if
might
I had the
now.
To
but everybody's posting what appears to be the most joyous moment, and then they want people to think that their entire trip was full of the most enjoyable moments. Nothing
right.
bad ever
yeah.
happened.
I told someone once, you know how you can tell someone. Has ridden on a private jet.
Yes.
And they said, how? And they said, because they haven't posted it on their Instagram. The only people that are really riding the private jets are the ones that aren't posting about it nonstop on their Instagrams. The ones that are posting private jet pictures on their Instagram have never been on one.
Yeah. Mm. But they're on one now. But they'll never be on one again, is what you're saying.
No.
They
showed up.
The photo.
They're faking the photo.
Stop.
It's like the people that are like, here I am with my Lamborghini car. As the owner walks up, is like, hey, get away from my car.
Well,
they're doing that with everything. Anybody you see who's like, here I am on my private boat. You're like, nope, that's not yours. I know exactly what you're doing. Get out of
there. Yeah, I think you're right, Tyson. Because I always say about people who post a lot of vacation photos while on vacation that people are not having fun. Because anybody who's having fun isn't stopping down to also be posting about the
yeah.
fun.
Well, I always think I'm going to post a bunch of vacation photos, and then it's usually one, and then I'm in the dark for like a few weeks, and then when I get back, I'm like, oh. Or I'll post them at night.
Well, this is why they made that super depressed emoji, because all these fake photos are making people super depressed.
This isn't just a millennial thing, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I said earlier. Every picture yeah. is a picture of the best moment. Few people actually take the time to take a picture of the worst moment, which, by the way, is more interesting.
This is what the article says, that the finding is based on a poll of 1,005. Why 1,005? They couldn't just get to a round
that's
number.
That's the perfect number. Yeah, that's the perfect number.
Golden now. Ratio.
More than Gen Xers did, yeah. and baby boomers, millennials are most likely to document their travel, but their motivations for doing so vary widely. 63% said they post on social media to look back on their trip, but 37% admitted they wanted to make their friends jealous. And 27% said it's to compete with others who vacationed better. And those percentages add up to more than 100. So I guess you were allowed to pick more than one thing.
Yeah, that is. That's 127%.
Mm-hmm. This is a very millennial survey.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Almost half of the Gen Xers admitted to sharing only flattering vacation photos in which they look best. Well, isn't that just stupid if you're sharing unflattering vacation photos, Tyson?
That'd be
Who's
hilarious.
Forcing you I to think, do that?
I think we should start doing that. You might get like the biggest Instagram page in the world if you're like, I'm an Instagram celebrity, and what I do is I post the most depressing and unflattering photos of my life.
Like, here's a shot that really got my gut in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah. Look at how moly my skin is.
Yeah. I didn't know that I had my thumb in front of the camera in this one.
Yeah. Here we are. All of us are crying.
Yes. So, Danny, does this study just simply refer to photos that were staged that look like they're having fun, or does this imply Photoshop was also used?
I'm assuming both. Both are used heavily by some of the, you know, the big Instagrammers.
Yeah.
Because you have to portray something that's not, it's not reality. It's something that's so far removed from what everybody experiences that it makes them super jealous, which it sounds like is most of these people's target anyway.
Yes.
But
I know a guy who will take a photo in the day and it looks like a regular photo. Mm-hmm. And then he goes into like Photoshop and adds a fake moon and fake stars to the sky. And people think it's a nighttime photo, even though the moon is taking up the entire picture in exquisite detail. And they're like, how is the moon that big? And you're like, it's not. It's added in there after.
Yeah, during the super moon. During the super moon, I saw so many outrageous super moon photos that were obviously staged. And here's the worst part.
Fake.
It's one thing for people to create weird pictures. It is something else for so many people to be tricked.
To believe it.
I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Why are people... That is obviously not true. That bothers me.
It is so great how like a trillion comments. Wow, that's amazing.
How did you get that unicorn corralled into that waterfall area?
I just had a GoPro.
Now, Danny, you take a lot of travel photos. Are any of your travel photos faked?
I do 95% video. And video is a little bit harder to fake. And the other thing I try to do is to portray what I do in the most realistic way possible. So if I puke, I usually film myself puking. Mm-hmm. If I feel like crap, I usually say I feel like crap just because of this very reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be the...
Is that background music following you everywhere you go?
Oh, yeah. We always have a boombox on our backpack.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Danny, what about that video where Tyson was water skiing? Was that faked?
Oh, probably. Probably went to Hollywood and paid tons of money to get it
it
done.
It was real, but I did hit it with a few filters.
Is filtering a picture fake?
Yeah, see, this is the problem. All of us are willing to draw the line somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. And then some people just take it a little bit further by adding fake moons or like several sunsets simultaneously.
Or ramping up the contrast so everybody has like fluorescent skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes I've seen some that are so over-edited that people have halos. I'm like seeing their chi.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I love when you see that and people are like, this is a fantastic photo. You're like, no, it's not. They just put the contrast to 100.
Mm-hmm.
Look it. Everybody has like fluorescent red skin. That's not even a real skin color.
Yes. Whenever people say that the photo like that's good, I send them a coupon for LASIK. Because I'm like, obviously you have eye issues if you think this is good.
And where are you getting these coupons?
Oh, just out of the Sunday paper. I always cut them out.
Oh, cool.
Before we get to the next story, let me just take a quick break here and thank another one of our sponsors, our friends over at TrueCar, who have some useful tips for you guys you might not be aware of, like how a coffee filter and some olive oil can clean the interior of your car. You could also remove the excess weight from your car to improve its gas mileage, and also place the keychain remote underneath your chin to increase its range. My keychain remote has dead batteries, so I need more help than that, but TrueCar can help you with something really important. True Car can help you get a used car as well. That's right. True Car is not just for buying a new car. With the certified dealer network and nationwide inventory, nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with True Car, you can see what other people paid, so you'll know if you're getting a good deal before you buy, so you'll be more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience when you connect with a True Car certified dealer. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. All right, let's go to our next story. And this is one of my favorites this week. We talked about at the end of the show last week about how there was a guy who went to a town hall meeting to request that a happy ending massage parlor ends up being opened in their neighborhood. And so in keeping with that, we have a woman who ends up going on a pretty good rant here at the zoning meeting at a her local zoning meeting, which happened to be captured on the C-SPAN channel. Let me go ahead. This is from Davenport, Iowa, and I want to play you a clip from this. This is a woman who ends up getting a hold of these microphones. You get to go show up and talk. Here she is. Okay, here the woman is approaching the microphone.
Okay.
Is ready to speak.
Talk us through it.
Hello. My name is Lisa Ann Whitmer Wagman. I just moved here because I'm getting a divorce, and it's not final till September 18th.
Okay.
My husband will not give me any money, not one penny. The lawyer won't help me. My husband won't help me. My dad, Marlon Lee Whitmer, he's a minister, won't help me.
This part's not particularly funny.
It's interesting, though.
I haven't left yet. I haven't left yet.
Good backstory.
My stepmother won't help me. My mother passed away 7 years ago.
That's not funny.
She won't help her. And Annie Hockhausen.
I like how she's naming names.
They wrote at Vera French that they both are my parents. Annie is my stepmom.
Neat.
Yeah. Okay. Backstory.
I'm not quite sure why I'm here or what I'm doing.
Good.
But there's a reason. My lawyer is Justin Title.
Cool.
Whoa.
I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
That's his name, or he's Justin Title?
Justin Title or Justin Tile?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay.
A woman like this would be super dangerous during the Salem witch trials. Listen to all those names she's dropping.
Moving down to Texas naming soon names to help the children in Texas.
Mm, good idea.
Okay.
I'm a very loving parent.
Obviously.
Very, very, very loving parent. I have a 20-year-old daughter.
Okay.
She's going to college at St. Ambrose this fall. She's in Muscatine right now. Her name's Brianna Elizabeth.
Good.
Another name drop.
And
dropping names.
She is not helping me because she's 20.
Sounds like that's the theme of the...
her parents to separate or divorce.
Millennials don't help.
Is she just killing time? What's going on here?
Filibuster.
We're discussing the rezoning for the Portillo's. Do you have any comments on that?
For what?
Oh, wow.
We're discussing the rezoning on 53rd for...
Well, I live on 63rd.
Again, we're here to hear comments about the rezoning.
Well, I don't like Facebook. And I don't like the internet because I can't find a job. The library blocked my password. Now tell me, does that make any sense to you?
Ma'am, we're not here to discuss your personal life. I'm sorry. Do you have any comments about the rezoning?
No, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you. Next.
I can tell you exactly what's going on here.
Bath salts.
Other than the obvious that she has some kind of mental illness, the other thing that I would suggest is that she has talked to everyone about this.
Yes.
And she had run out of sympathetic ears. And so she just was like wandering the streets. And when she's the kind of person who just approaches you at the airport or a gas station.
We had a dude approach us at brunch and he recited a poem that he had written. And the poem didn't rhyme at all. And he got teary-eyed and actually... because of his emotions, was spitting flecks of spit onto our table while he was reciting, and it was not pretty.
So she's in that class of individuals. She's just looking for someone who hasn't heard her story that she can tell it to. Doesn't matter if they want to listen or not. She's looking for warm bodies in a room that will listen to her go on and on about that stupid library that's blocked her password. How does that make sense? It doesn't.
You're right.
Let's get her on the show.
Book. And I don't
like the internet because the library.
Because I can't find a job.
Yeah.
Man. This dude,
alcohol could have been involved.
This dude
as well.
Approached this pretty chill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ma'am, we're not here to hear about your personal life right now. That was so awesome.
Yeah.
You know why he approached it chill? Because he was bored as hell to hold this stupid meeting. This is like the most exciting thing to happen in Davenport in a long time.
Tyson, why did they take her library card away?
They didn't take her library card. She forgot her password. How would they block her password? With.
Maybe to get her out of the library.
No, Tyson's right. She just forgot it. And then because it wasn't allowing her to sign in, she's so stubborn, which explains the divorce. She's like, this is the right password. Yeah. And
the
it didn't
library
work, so she thought
blocking
they blocked
me.
Her
Everyone's
password.
Against me.
Yeah.
I don't like passwords.
Now, if this woman were to post like a play-by-play on Instagram of her entire life, she'd have 8 million followers.
Yeah. She's not posting she's not saying the most pretty parts of her life. She's definitely sharing the raw dog.
Yes, information. She is, unlike the millennials who only post the flattering parts of their vacation photos.
She's the opposite.
This woman is posting all of her vacation photos.
Her diarrhea.
I don't
her
like
stomach
Facebook
bug
because they won't let me post every photo that I took on my vacation.
I don't like Facebook. I like how she's like, I don't like Facebook or the internet because I can't find a job. And you're like, I don't know how those two are related to each other unless you're addicted to Facebook and the internet. And that is what's disabling you from finding a job.
Yeah.
The other thing is she says that she's getting divorced and her husband won't help her with money.
Mm-hmm.
And that her lawyer, who she's paying, won't help her.
Justin
Tidal? She has a lot of contradictions. Yeah, Justin Tidal. Let's contact him. Get his side of the story.
Yeah,
her father.
He's not her lawyer anymore. I'm almost sure.
Come on the show, Michael Avenatti to represent his client here on this show.
Yeah, but I bet that that's not his client anymore. She breached something, and now he's like, "Good, I can't represent you any longer."
Let's see. Maybe we could find Justin Tidal at some point and have him come on too.
On Facebook.
Actually, she would be good, but we wouldn't be able to get her off the microphone.
No, we'd have to cut her.
Could you cut her sound intermittently, Rob?
We could try. We could try, but I don't even know how we would reach her. She hates Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have
her
password.
Oh, yeah. Hates the internet.
Yeah, the two ways we'd hunt her down, and we can't.
She's
completely off the grid.
This is an interesting story that Tyson pulled. And I wasn't sure. This looks like one of these stories that I would read in the Weekly World News once upon a time.
But it's in NPR now.
This is on NPR. The man with the world's longest fingernails cuts them off after 66 years. This is pretty grotesque. The picture of his fingernails, if you can see this on the
real gross
on the video. I never understand how these people. What, like, why not? I mean, his fingernails are like these, like, tree roots that, you know, stretch out for like 7 feet. I don't even know how you function or do anything. It looks like one hand he has normal, but the other hand, he let his fingernails grow to these, terrible nightmare fuel, twisted roots. Yeah.
He's got to leave one hand, giant nail free because he's going to be pleasuring himself for those 4 decades.
We've seen this.
He's not going to,
we've seen this story many times, like the long fingernails, the long toenails. The fact that it was on NPR was, a thing to me. And yeah. And also I was like, how many people have I like had correspondences with that are doing some shit like this that I don't even know? Like Danny,
like you don't even know if I have pants.
That's the thing. I don't know if Danny has pants
on. With braided pubic hair.
I don't know if he's like growing out his foreskin. I don't know how exactly foreskin works.
Yeah, you don't know any of that.
Record right now, Danny.
Yeah. I'm calling it the forever skin.
I don't like foreskin.
And then what? But like,
it doesn't help me.
What if this dude is a telemarketer and you've talked to him on the phone and you'd never know that this dude was doing this with his hands?
Yeah, we don't know. So he has been growing the fingernails on his left hand since he was 14.
He was going to make the news no matter what.
He has a very dramatic origin story.
Mm.
When he was 14,
like an X-Man.
The man's name, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Sridhar Chilal of India. Mm-hmm. When he was 14, he got told off by his teacher for accidentally breaking a nail. And now he's 82. Mm. So his whole life, then he has to now, he's had this traumatic incident where the teacher yelled at him because he broke his nail. Now he never cut his nail until now.
So the teacher, that's weird. He's
responsible for his mental illness.
I don't think I've ever had anybody get mad at me for breaking a nail. He's a real hero.
It's a different culture.
This is like a whole, this is a movie now where he's like fun, loving little kid, just playing, all of a sudden breaks a nail. The teacher reprimands him, probably paddled him back in the day. Then he goes home with resolve and is like, I'll never break a nail.
Why did the teacher care if he broke his nail?
That's the, I don't know. That's the, it's a different time, Rob.
Yeah. I don't know. So
I could get this story if they were like, he started growing it when he was a kid because his parents didn't want to cut his fingernails. I understand that. Every time I cut my kids' fingernails, the things underneath their nails, they're like, I should probably be wearing hand, eye, and mouth protection when I cut them. So that would make sense. But the fact that a teacher put him on this path by complaining, he broke his own fingernail.
Yeah.
He broke her fingernail? What was the...
He broke her fingernail. Maybe I could understand it a little more.
That makes more sense.
But maybe he's just surrounded by people who place ultra importance on fingernails.
Yeah, just this teacher was. And the teacher got really mad.
So gross.
It has really impacted his life.
Well, he showed her.
Yeah.
He's in NPR News.
He...
a hero.
You know... He led a normal life, but
no, he didn't.
He cannot open his left hand from the closed position or flex his fingers.
Or probably
what a waste
of
life.
Can you imagine when he trims it, when he cuts his nails off, how that arm will just be like, it'll be up here all the time. He's just like, this is relaxing to me.
Yeah, like when you pick up a carton of milk that you think is cool. For a while, he'll be doing that where he like jerks his hand up in the air. He's like, oh, I don't.
It's so light.
Can I also say that the Guinness Book of World Records is stupid?
And is the Guinness Book of World Records kind of promoting this type of behavior?
This man lived his entire life, 66 years, with, having this terrible, so that he could be like a footnote
in NPR,
in the Guinness Book of World Records, and then have a picture taken of him with the 82.
Yes.
And his life was wasted on this stupid record.
Yeah. Nothing like the record I'm going for with my forever skin.
That'll be something.
That is something.
That is something.
Yeah. Let me share this with you. This was sent to us by John Tinkham in the chat.
Okay.
He's been working on this the entire podcast. We have the workup of the poster for Three Men and a Baby starring me, Tyson, and Danny. We see
it's pretty that, good.
It's okay.
Who's the baby?
Like
My head looks way too small on superimposed over Steve Guttenberg's face. I look like I have.
Nobody has a neck.
Yeah, nobody has
a neck. I've got a little bit of a neck.
I think it looks fantastic.
Tyson,
I think we're looking into the future of Tyson body style.
Tyson's been urinated on by the baby with Tom Selleck, and then there's Danny, Ted Danny.
Yeah, Ted Danny, right there.
Yes,
Look how many buttons I've undone on my collared shirt.
Way too many.
I would never do that.
Way too many.
That's way too relaxed.
Tyson, what are you doing with this tucked in shirt and no belt? I feel like that's a win. But I guess
and pleated pants.
Yeah, that's weird.
He's got the suspenders.
Yeah. A lot going on there.
It was a different time.
And an undone bow tie. Yeah. All right. There
You're
you go.
You're a mess.
So if anybody wants us to watch their baby, if some woman comes forward who happens to have been someone that all three of us dated with a terminal illness, and before she passes, gives us this baby that I guess one of us, were we all sleeping with this woman at the same time?
You mean like we had like a two California Kings pushed together?
I guess, not all at the same time, simultaneously.
You said at the same time. Now you're...
Well, I mean, like within a couple of days of each other.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, it appears that a baby's face has been superimposed on the baby. Is that Bergen, Tyson?
I can't tell who that is. It's probably somebody that I know.
I don't know if we needed that. I think we could have just done with the regular baby. The baby looked like in the film.
Generic baby.
I don't think
you don't like the clown makeup-y look of the superimposed baby face on there.
It's creepy to have a baby
clown super baby.
Because these baby faces are, you know, somewhat similar.
Hmm.
I don't know if we needed actual Bergen's face on the baby. I think we could have got it. We would have got it. So John tells us he Googled a baby and superimposed. Why did
he? Oh, he probably
was
didn't.
The default baby not good enough?
Well, we probably didn't want the baby actor to ask for royalties.
Yeah. Probably also wanted to modernize the look of the baby because babies nowadays look totally different.
Of, like, obviously, this baby with a superimposed face belongs to one of these three other guys with superimposed faces.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's carried on the father's side.
All right. Let's get into this story about a home invader on the loose. I know this is one that Tyson and Danny were amped up to talk about this week, about somebody, a home break-in, which is never funny, but that this is one of the more interesting home break-ins that we've ever covered on this show. And Danny, can you explain what happened here?
Yes. So a person, a suspect, broke into the home, a perp, yes, of an elderly female resident. And she woke up with this. Is it a man or a woman who broke in?
It
made
was.
Her way. Female.
I think
so it
was a
woman.
Female, yeah.
Yeah. She broke in at 5:30 a.m. and began cuddling. And the cuddle woke up the elderly female resident. And the resident told the intruder she had to leave and escorted her to the door without further incident.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, so she broke
just a
in
cuddle,
and just
cuddle crime.
Her, yeah,
yeah,
a cuddle crime.
I mean, and to be fair, Danny does this all the time at camp spot sites.
Yeah,
yeah, that'd be the best place to do it. You just go and
unzip.
You don't
a tent.
Even have to go in the tent. You can just cuddle with the guy who's on the outside of the tent through the fabric.
He's pushed up against the fabric, and you just go and spoon him. That might not even actually be a crime.
And he's terrified because he thinks it's a wild animal. You can get a lot of cuddling done at a campsite late at night.
Yeah. What was the temperature? Now, this did take place in British Columbia.
It was a pleasant temperature. That's why you need a cuddle buddy. On some of those British Columbia
nights. Pleasant temperature?
Well, if it's cold, right? To warm up, warm you up, or warm up your side of the bed.
It was a pleasant temperature in the bed, Danny?
After the cuddling began.
After the cuddling began.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then it got too hot, and that's why the female resident woke up.
So, what was the response of the elderly woman?
She escorted her out. She was like,
yeah.
Not tonight, not on my watch. Please leave. I'll escort you out.
I don't have any money to pay for this cuddle.
I think she was definitely alarmed, and she seems like she did report it, but there was no further incident. This is a Canadian crime, right?
Yes. Canadian on Canadian crime.
Yeah, very, very dangerous. Mm-hmm. This is as bad as it gets in Canada.
Yes.
It's like, if you don't lock your doors, somebody could sneak in and cuddle with you.
Which can be a crime because when people cuddle, sometimes it warms up the bed and then you can't get back to sleep.
Yeah, it's too hot.
It's too hot in here.
It's too hot.
Danny, you got to be careful about what you complain about or we're going to hear about it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a...
You love cuddling. Danny, just tell everybody you love cuddling.
It's not true, though. I don't want to be a fake millennial. I don't like cuddling. I like it up to a point, and then it gets too hot, and then I need to bring an air conditioning
unit over to
the bed.
I've never known you to like cuddling at all.
Well, I never cuddled you, Tyson. Actually, I probably did cuddle you. When we went to Yellowstone, I'm sure we had some late-night cuddling that we were unaware of.
Three men in a two-man...
Tyson.
It was three men in a two-man tent.
Yeah, there was unintentional cuddling all over the place.
Get a poster or just have it. That's our new movie is going to be called Three Men in a Two-Man Tent.
Mm-hmm. Or just call it Pitch and Tents.
I feel like the Three Men in a Two-Man Tent is more salacious.
You think?
No, I think Pitch and Tents is way
pitch
more.
Pitch and Tents sounds like a dope.
You could be by yourself, though.
Rob Schneider. Yeah.
You could be by yourself.
Ten sounds.
I did see. I actually saw a Rob Schneider movie yesterday, and it was great.
Oh, really?
What was it?
What was it?
Deuce Bigelow.
Judge Dredd.
It was he's so bad. Judge Dredd?
Yeah, he's the comic relief.
Part, right?
No, he wasn't a small part. He was a sidekick to Stallone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great movie. Don't watch it.
I'm getting confused with what's the one where Stallone wakes up in the future?
That's
Judge Dredd. Not that one.
Yeah.
Oh, no, where he has a virtual intercourse
with Sandra Bullock. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
No, it's a different movie.
That's Demolition Man.
Demolition Man.
Okay. Demolition Man.
Yes. Okay. Oh, and you saw Judge Dredd. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Now you should watch Demolition Man. See if that holds up.
Yeah.
Ooh, what a great week I'll have if that turns out to happen.
Which one has Wesley Snipes?
That's
Demolition Man.
Okay. I think three men in a tent, in a two-man tent, is pretty good. And also on the Rob Schneider front, his Netflix show is not terrible all the time.
Yeah, what's his dating?
It's like a half reality show. They like follow his life around.
Yes.
Tyson, what would you if Rob Schneider just came in and committed a cuddle crime on you? Would you go back to sleep? Or would you be offended? Like, what would you, how would you react?
I would probably laugh and then be like, that's inappropriate, but it's okay because it's Rob Schneider.
Yeah, right? You're such a little guy. It's just not a threat.
Okay. The Canadian cuddler, just to close out the story, they brought in the Royal Canadian Mounted Police because she left. She's on the loose. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police...
On horses? They showed up on horses?
I'm not sure if they arrived on horses or in cars. Just because no one was hurt, it doesn't mean this isn't serious. Anyone that knowingly breaks into someone's home while they sleep has no regard for other people or their property. We need to locate her. So if you have any information about the Canadian cuddler, please go to www.pgcrimestoppers.bc.ca.
Do you think it's the woman that went to the town hall meeting?
You think it could be her?
Sounds like she needs some love.
It says no description is available, but I don't think that's true. I think the elderly resident would say that she was a soft, warm cuddle that felt like the embrace of a cloud.
Your comments about baby's breath.
Well, I don't like Facebook, and I don't like the internet because I can't find a job.
So, I mean, does she like cuddling?
Cuddling, yes.
She loves cuddling,
she
dude.
She loves it.
Yeah, I could see that. Okay. Let's see. You want to get into the sex couch or bad airline passenger of the week, Danny?
Let's do the couch.
Okay.
Like the couch.
Okay. I'm not sure if this technically qualifies as a sex couch, but it's a bear couch, and that's close enough for us, right?
Yeah, I think is it a couch and is it outside?
Is it in the woods? Does it have Scotch Guard all over it?
It is an outdoor couch. We're not sure what's on it, but a bear.
That's definitely a sex couch.
Has taken over a Canadian garbage dump couch.
Wow, he looks relaxed.
Yeah, we talked recently about the bears taking over. Bears in hot tubs, bears eating donuts. It's a bear free for all right now. And now they are moving into garbage dumps and taking over used furniture.
Well, there's a lot of open space there that no human wants to live in. So great place for bears to go.
Yeah. Looks like there's a second bear that's also just milling about as well.
Yeah, it's working its way up to the sex couch. Yeah.
He wants to turn on the couch. So
that bear is executing great couch posture. Looks very comfortable.
Yes.
I mean, would you ever go back to the wilds after experiencing a couch? Everything else is just not great.
Yeah. Tyson, where would the bears be better off hanging out? On the outdoor garbage dump sex couch or in a hot tub?
I think you could move between the two. Like if it gets too hot in the hot tub, you move to the sex couch. And then when the
bear in the hot tub had a drink, too.
That's
which,
true.
Yeah,
takes it to a martini.
Margarita, I believe.
Margaritas. Yeah.
Strawberry margarita, to be exact. So, bears are there. They are living their best life.
Dude, ahead. They've got it all figured out.
hibernation, sex couch, yeah. hot tub, margarita.
We're not even
donuts.
Putting them to work. It's crazy.
No vacation photos.
Live for free.
Yes.
No
yes.
emoji day.
Yeah. Did this bear post any unflattering photos from its time in the sex couch, Danny?
Well, is it hard to get an unflattering picture at a dump?
Hmm.
I mean, it's just, he looks glamorous.
What is there a filter on this photo, I guess?
No, there's not. This is authentic. This is real life.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about what's going on in the airs, Danny.
Take me there.
Okay. A vaping co-pilot caused a plane to plummet nearly 20,000 feet. Didn't crash.
Yeah. This is a co-pilot. This is a whole new level of bad passenger behavior.
Yeah.
This is like next level greyhounding.
Yes. Now, can a Greyhound bus driver vape, Danny? Is that okay?
Yes, this is where he's headed. Well, he'll probably disappear because this is China, and disciplinary action there is very different than disciplinary action here.
Okay.
But here's the story, is that he wanted to vape, which automatically, that's kind of a greyhounding activity anyway.
Right.
And he wanted to turn off the system, I think, from what I read, that would send it to the back of the airplane. So he didn't want people to know he was vaping up front, which is very understandable.
Sure.
But instead, he turned off the air recycling fans. Oh, that's what he wanted to turn off. But he toggled the wrong switch and dropped 20,000 feet, which is terrifying.
Oh, yeah. That so the switch terrifying. Right next to the recycle air switch is the drop 20,000 feet switch.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Should they make vaping socially acceptable on planes, Danny, to avoid incidents like
it's
this?
Not
in the
socially
future?
Acceptable anywhere.
Anywhere. That's why he was trying to turn off the recycling
change
fans.
The laws.
Yeah, we should change the laws that any pilot who vapes can't be a pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or but he can be a Greyhound.
They can be
driver.
A Greyhound passenger.
Yeah.
Passenger.
Why? Why can't a pilot vape or a co-pilot vape, Tyson?
Why are you so pro-vaping, bro?
Yeah, why are you pro-vaping while flying, Rob?
Well, maybe he needs to stay awake.
Does vaping make you stay awake?
I don't know. I kind of feel like whatever the pilot needs to, as long as they're not drunk.
To perform?
Yeah.
Well, I can't say I agree.
Well, what about the other pilot, though? What if the other pilot doesn't want secondhand vape?
Well,
yeah, where was the other pilot on this whole scene?
I don't know.
Was he vaping as well?
Might have been sleeping.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I kind of feel like whatever the pilots need to do to stay in the air, I'm kind of okay with. But, you know, when they're turning off the oxygen so that they can vape, I feel like that's bad. That's bad.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a little bit concerned about this switch that is just so open to accident. Like, he turns around in his seat. Is he going to bump this switch and drop 20,000 feet? What is this switch? And why isn't it covered with one of those hard plastic things?
Yeah. Tyson, Danny, would you be okay if the pilot was eating edible vape?
Is that a thing?
Edible vape? Is that a new thing?
Could they invent it?
Yes, they could. I think they already have it. I think it's called Jolly Ranchers.
Jolly Ranchers, edible vaping.
Yeah.
You get all the effects, but then you don't have to smoke the vape.
Yeah, that's Jolly Ranching.
Yeah, so are you okay with that?
Yeah, I think
I'm okay with that. I think they should Jolly Ranch. But just don't do it around this switch. Yes. Like, don't set it down next to the switch. The switch has me more concerned than the vaping.
Yeah. Danny, is the co-pilot technically a passenger on the airplane?
No, he's being paid.
Co-pilot. So receiving that means salary. There's two pilots, a co-pilot. Like, if we were co-captains, we'd both be captains.
We're all captains on this podcast. No, Rob's captain. Tyson and I are co-pilots. That's how it works here.
Wait, so there's a captain on the airplane?
Yeah,
and there's two co-pilots?
Yeah, and for this podcast, Rob is the captain. We're co-pilots.
But what's the hierarchy of... So, like, I get on
a
plane.
I vape during the podcast?
Yeah, you could vape.
Whoa.
I mean, it'd be embarrassing for yourself, but you could
do it.
Yeah,
you'd really be disappointing a lot of people, I think, just with your lifestyle choice.
Plus, all the switches in your office, I mean, you'd probably just turn off the the podcast.
It would be embarrassing if like the smoke detector started going off.
You'd also have to switch your shirts. You'd either have to wear polos with the collars popped, or you could also, or you could wear American Fighter t-shirts.
Okay. All right. Well, good.
Which one do you want to wear?
Here's a question.
That sounds cool.
Okay.
Who would you rather? I would rather have bad passengers, people fighting in the octagon of the belly of the airplane, than bad pilots, right? I mean, this is a rare story.
What makes you say that?
Well, obviously, we know why. But I don't like reading a story about a pilot or someone in the cockpit who's behaving poorly. This is more disconcerting than two drunk guys punching each other in the face and then pissing on each other's unconscious bodies. That sounds normal. This one is, look what happens when this guy is just vaping. He's turning off the airplane, basically, and it's plummeting towards the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank goodness he wasn't trying to, look at porn completely naked.
Yes. Bad passengers we can handle. Bad vaping pilots and co-pilots. That's another issue altogether. Okay. Danny, are you ready to take us away into that special place known as your Balt Hall?
No vaping. That's my only
thing. No vape. Danny never vaped.
In the Balt Hall?
No, okay. All right, here we go. Let's begin our journey.
Well, you know that if you take something suppositorily, it absorbs into the bloodstream much quicker than orally.
Okay.
So maybe some vape in the Balt Hall is just what you need.
Here we go.
Welcome to my Balt Hall. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yes.
So good. Every time.
That's so good.
I've just,
Tyson,
yeah,
have you ever considered of doing an airline song? I know you talk about it, but you haven't done one yet.
An airline song? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, about bad passenger.
Yeah, we'll
talk about it.
I'll write it up. But I'm not close to recording studio. Maybe you'll have to record it, but I can write the lyrics for it.
See if Ollie can get some time for you
with
to come
Danny.
Back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys, a great new product. We know that it's Amazon Prime Day starting
yesterday.
Right? They had some problems. Yeah, they had a glitch. So a lot of people didn't get those deals. I turned to my wife and said, oh, great. Now I can pay less for something I didn't really want to begin with. Mm-hmm.
My goal was not to buy anything during Prime Day.
Did it work?
Nope.
No.
You bought something?
I bought a golf glove.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, you need those. You don't want to get blisters.
Yeah.
So one of the deals that you may or may not see on Amazon is a new product, and it's a high-heeled croc. I don't know if you guys saw.
I've seen those.
The high-heeled croc.
Yeah.
It's a great new innovative piece of fashion.
Somebody told me it actually wasn't a new innovative piece of fashion. It's been around for a few years.
It's just finally catching on?
Yep.
Well, it's available on Prime. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Okay.
It's available on Amazon.
And we should all get a pair for our wives.
We should all get a pair for our wives because the Crocs, especially if you're into vaping, I feel like the vape Croc combo might be for you.
Yeah.
Right? Comfort and relaxation all together in one big package.
Very snazzy.
It's very snazzy. It's especially if you wear socks. So you feel like if you're going to wear Crocs, you definitely need to wear socks.
You should wear socks, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You should wear socks. So now we've got the high-heeled Crocs, and Tyson just informed us that it may not be a new thing, but to some of you, it might be. And with Amazon Prime taking place, I feel like go out there, see if you can get a deal on those, and just become a comfortable professional.
Am I looking at the right thing? Because these cost $223.75.
Yeah, I wondered about that, and I feel like it maybe the popularity just shot up because it's been on the news lately.
The demand is there.
Yeah, the demand has increased.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the pricing has gone up. For those of you who didn't get in early on the high heel croc,
so Prime
you're
going
to have to pay a premium.
Yeah, Crocs in general have gone way up in price. I bought a pair of Crocs for Bergen because they were like all rainbowy and lights all over them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at the outlets and I walked up and they were like $45. And I was like, are you kidding me for a kid's pair of Crocs? Okay, I'll pay it. I was too embarrassed to just be like, no, I'm not paying that for these shoes. So I just paid it and left.
I'd be interested in finding out how comfortable these are. That's another thing.
So you're thinking that if we crowdsource this, we get you a pair and you have to wear them around on your jogs?
Yeah, get me a pair and I will wear them to Gaudi.
Mm-hmm. To Gaudi?
And just check.
The movie.
That movie.
Oh, okay.
The movie.
Yes.
Somebody told us that there's another movie we made.
Yeah, what is this other movie? It's like Dating with Dogs or something like that?
Dog Days or something.
Dating, dog movie. Yeah. So, Dan.
Well, if you get me.
If we got the high heel Crocs for you, you would wear them?
I would wear them to the 0% Rotten Tomato movie.
Okay.
But would you wear
because then
them
at least
to,
I'd have something else.
Chat, what is the name of that new movie with there's like four people and you have to and it's like about dating?
I don't know.
I was looking on Rotten Tomatoes before, but now I can't find what it's called.
Is it the dog one?
I think it has something to do with dogs also.
Hmm. Whoa, dude. Somebody posted it on Facebook and I'm not going to go through it right now because I got my phone going with... With Danny's bolt hole, I got the computer going. I don't have anything else going on.
Yeah.
Dude, at least you can get on the internet. That chick can't get on it at all because her password's been blocked.
Oh, by the library.
Dogs. That's not a new movie.
Well, whatever movie we end up seeing, if you get me a pair of Crocs like this, I will wear them to the movie.
I want you to wear them on a hike. Twofer.
Dude, if you can wear them on a hike, that would be something.
Okay, if someone gets me these Crocs, I will take them, not on the entire hike, but I will take them on some of the hike. The most dangerous part of the hike, I will put these on.
Yeah.
Okay, and you will take photos and post it to Instagram.
Yeah, and I'll make sure that the best photos I take.
The most flattering photos.
Dude, your calves are going to look so good in these high
heels. They already look disgusting, so this will really take it up to the next level.
Really will.
All right, there you go, guys. Get out there for Prime Day and get those Crocs.
Okay. High-heeled Crocs.
Let's see. There's a new movie coming out called Dog Days. I don't think that's it, though.
Nope.
That says that is a favorable rating on the old RT.
So that's unacceptable.
Somebody said the Logan Paul documentary that he's making.
Yes.
If that's a real thing, we will have to see.
It is a real thing.
Okay. All right. Danny, anything else for the bolt hole?
No, guys. Nothing else.
What a day of news here on News AF, Tyson.
A fantastic day of news.
Yes.
Again.
We learned about so many different things. Emojis, Danny's attempt at the Guinness Book of World Record.
I apologize that I had to... Danny, when are you hitting that world record? How many more years do you think you have?
Well, I mean, he had till he was 80. So, I mean, I've been ordering these pills off the internet and they've been growing hair on my palms, but I think I've been seeing results down there.
Okay.
So
some extra foreskin growth.
Yeah. It's coming back.
Okay. All right. Anything else we want to cover here today?
No, I apologize for having to multitask and, having my mind be split in two places.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys who joined us live. We are going to be back again next Tuesday live to record again. Here we're streaming on Periscope and on our Facebook group AF, and also on our Twitch channel. Thanks so much for Scott St. Pierre putting the podcast all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.